You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Tone Zone.
Welcome to the Tone Zone. I'm your host, Anthony Mullen, and today is the season finale of season one of the Tone Zone. And what better way to cap off the season, cap off 2019, and even cap off the decade with talking about the movie of the year, in my opinion, the biggest film of the year, Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. I'm pleased to be joined by Caitlin Kimball once again. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm very excited again.
And Emily Adams, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Very excited.
So, we're talking about The Rise of Skywalker. It's, in my opinion, the biggest film of the year, and I think we've got a lot of opinions on it. So, before we delve deep into The Rise of Skywalker, I think now that the Skywalker saga is over, this movie's been marketed as the end, I want to ask you guys for your rankings, quick rankings of the entire Star Wars saga to kind of get your opinions on the franchise as a whole.
Right. Okay, I'm going first. My first one is The Empire Strikes Back. We're just going to...
Just quick, yeah.
Return of the Jedi, and then third one, The Last Jedi, fourth one, Revenge of the Sith, number five, The Force Awakens, number six, Rogue One, number seven, A New Hope, number eight, Solo, and the rest, I don't really like. 9, Rise of Skywalker. 10, Phantom Menace. And 11.
Fair.
Caitlin.
All right. My number one is The Force Awakens. And I know that causes problems. 2 is Empire. 3 is Last Jedi. 4 is New Hope. That's always kind of been in my 4 range. I have The Rise of Skywalker as 5, and then Return of the Jedi. But Return of the Jedi was my favorite for a long time. But we've had a coming of age moment, and then the prequels all rank in order for the last spots, and then I'm not a terribly huge fan of Rogue One, so that's probably below those, and then Solo probably goes after The Rise of Skywalker. My list is all over the place. Wow. But that's my progression.
Okay, so I'm kind of more similar to Emily's. Empire is my number one. The Last Jedi is my number two. I have Star Wars, the original, The Force Awakens, Return of the Jedi, Solo, Rogue One, The Phantom Menace, The Rise of Skywalker, Revenge of the Sith, and Attack of the Clones. So, me and Emily are not too hot on this movie. I think you're more favorable to this movie, but it's still not the best.
Not my favorite, but not bad.
So, now that we have our general opinions on The Rise of Skywalker out of the way, let's go in depth. I think this movie really starts, it's a really exhausting start. There's 40 minutes at the beginning of this film where you have Kylo Ren and his kind of hunt for the Wayfinder and then to Exegol, and then you go quickly to Finn and Poe on the Falcon, light skipping, and then you go to Rey training. And then you have the scavenger hunt, which just feels like a bunch of like short little things, and you don't really have time to breathe. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Oh yeah. I was tired at first.
Yeah.
First too part much of going that.
On. Yeah. I really feel like I do think the pacing is bad in this movie for the most part, and I do think it's part two. J.J. Abrams kind of checking off a list of stuff he had to change from The Last Jedi, because The Last Jedi is a very divisive film, and this movie was kind of marketed towards the fans who did not like The Last Jedi, and it felt more like a course correction. But it feels like they had to change so much stuff, so they had to go really fast before the plot really even starts.
They need to catch your attention quick.
Right, it was just way too much going on in one. And mm-hmm. You could definitely see that he tried a little bit hard to bring back some, and it just didn't feel natural. Like in The Last Jedi, it just felt like things were supposed to be there, and this one it felt.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, it felt like there was like a. I mean, obviously, like I said, they were checking off stuff to kind of please the Star Wars fans after a good amount of them didn't like the last one. And like even the beginning, like the opening crawl, it feels really forced and rushed and kind of contrived with the whole the dead speak, Palpatine is back. And it doesn't really give an explanation for why Palpatine. By the way, this is spoilers. We're not going to try to. Yeah, we're going all in. So, like I said, with the opening crawl with Palpatine, it kind of feels like it's not explained and it's kind of contrived, and you just kind of have to go with it. And I'm not a big fan of that.
I did like the sequence though when they were talking about Palpatine being back, how Kylo's walking out the hallway and he's hearing the voices of like all the people that Palpatine has been. I did appreciate that scene.
I think it was a wasted opportunity because when I saw that clip, I really thought the best way to do Palpatine was kind of have him be the source of, like, being Vader to Kylo Ren, kind of him being the one that was influencing him, and it kind of, like, Kylo has to second-guess everything he's been fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he also was Snoke and he cloned Snoke, I just don't think that works, and it's dumb.
I don't understand why they brought him back.
It was weird. I'd rather have had Kylo be the total villain of the film. Like, that would be, like, sad to see him, like, be such an evil entity, but I think it would have been better than Palpatine.
Yeah.
Like, because you need the next in line, I guess, so... I don't know. I'd rather have had Kylo be all bad.
I think the movie... the movie throughout the entire runtime, it plays it so safe, and I think it's to its detriment, but I do think it really wants to feel like Return of the Jedi, and it wants to have that Luke and Vader confrontation, but it also needs a Palpatine, and what better way of having a Palpatine in this new movie than just bringing him back for no reason? It just feels lazy, and it's not creative, and it kind of exemplifies everything I find wrong in this movie.
Agree.
It was very predictable. Like, I felt like I knew how everything was going to end. Like, you knew that Kylo Ren and Rey during that lightsaber fight on the Death Star, like, you knew that neither of them were going to die.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it was like, it just, I felt like I wasn't being surprised in any way. I don't understand how they could bring people back to life. I don't really know.
It was a lot.
Yeah. Wishy-washy.
We're gonna go more in depth on each character later. Yes. But I want to, before we do that, I want to ask a question. Do you think The Rise of Skywalker is a good or even decent sequel to both The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi? Because I hear a lot of people say The Last Jedi isn't a good sequel to The Force Awakens, but I feel like it feels like a natural progression where The Force Awakens kind of feels like a clean slate for characters, and The Last Jedi just kind of runs with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that The Last Jedi carries on very smoothly with The Force Awakens and how it ends. But I don't think The Rise of Skywalker did.
Seems like all the fans just came together, I don't even know. I feel like everyone just like sporadically put their thoughts into one thing. This is what was produced.
Yeah, it feels like the writers, J.J. Abrams and Chris Terrio, they felt like they knew what they wanted to get to. They knew what they wanted to end with, and they knew what kind of points they wanted to go, what places they wanted to do, and like the new characters and everything. They didn't know how to get there, though.
They needed another.
I don't agree necessarily. I think they needed another year to develop this. I do think, especially through the dialogue, while listening to the dialogue, it feels half-baked and it feels rushed. And it makes sense. To be fair to J.J. Abrams, he probably had a year and a half to develop this movie. He was hired like in 2017 for this movie, and that's not enough time to make a Star Wars movie. Rian Johnson, to his credit, on The Last Jedi, he had 4 years to develop this movie. And, I mean, it shows.
Yeah.
That,
Yes.
There's a quality to that film this movie doesn't really have. It just, it feels rushed, and it feels like it was hitting a date.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, it's hard to move that movie back, but I do really feel like if they had a year, they could have done something better, but I do think the stuff that they have in this movie is inherently flawed. I just disagree with most of the stuff in this movie.
Yeah. It's easier to find what's bad than good.
Yeah. Yeah, like we said, it ignores and devolves the aspects of The Last Jedi. I mean, we'll get into that more with, especially, like, Rey, but it kind of... we're not going to talk about her because she's not in the movie, but the whole Hodo, her sacrifice in The Last Jedi is one of the most moving scenes in that movie.
Oh, that scene was amazing.
And it's shown as a heroic act and, like, skilled. But they mention, oh, we should use the Holdo maneuver. And they say, no, that's a one in a million shot. That just degrades what she did.
Mm-hmm, right.
Like, instead of it being, like, a heroic act, it was luck.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel fleshed out. And it feels kind of bitter and petty towards what Rian Johnson did.
I agree.
It just...
I'm getting like sad thinking about it. Like as we go through this,
it's
all
upsetting because he should have taken so much more time developing the plot. And
I think Rian should
over everything. Yeah,
he should have given Rian Johnson the whole trilogy if you're asking me. But but like what J.J. Abrams did with The Force Awakens, it's pretty commendable. He reintroduced Star Wars to a new generation after the prequels kind of burn everyone out. And he introduced really good characters. I think Rey's a great character.
Oh, yes, yeah, she is.
Up until this. I think Kylo's a great character.
Oh, yes, he
is. Finn's fantastic. Not in this movie, but we'll talk about that.
Do we talk about the people?
yeah, but this, to close this, The Rise of Skywalker, it kind of ignores what The Last Jedi says.
Yeah.
And even to what The Force Awakens says sometimes, but the new stuff it introduces with the characters and kind of plot details, it just feels cheap in a way that The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and even the prequels don't feel cheap. It just...
The one scene that I'm really mad that they didn't really, like, carry on was in the last scene of The Last Jedi when you have all the kids, like, playing together.
That could
have
been such a
good... And then he uses the Force and grabs the broom. Oh my god, like...
That's such a good ending. If you think about it, that's such a good ending to Star Wars as a whole.
Yeah.
The fact that the Force belongs to everyone. Yeah. And the fact that this movie retracts that idea is really disappointing. And in my opinion, it's a mistake. Like, and I don't want to, like, when we covered The Last Jedi, I said, I don't want to convince you to like the movie. I just want to tell you why the movie's good. I'm not trying to convince you to dislike The Rise of Skywalker. I'm just telling you that I disagree with most of this stuff, and I don't think it's that good of a film. There are great films that I disagree with some of the ideas with, but I just don't think this movie is very well made, and I disagree with a lot of the stuff about it. Like, if you look at The Last Jedi, I understand if you disagree with like what they did with Luke Skywalker and what they did with Rey, but you have to appreciate there is a quality to that film. It is well made.
It's
This just feels like corporate mandate and kind of like brand management. So do you guys have any final thoughts on if this is a good continuation of the sequel trilogy, a good finale in a way?
Yeah.
So let's go into the main characters, if you can call them characters in this movie. I honestly think this movie has two characters in this film.
Yeah.
So we're going to start fairly big. Finn and Poe. I think we can group them together because I don't think they do anything in this movie, especially Finn.
Oh, yeah. We say they just continually.
Follow along with the plot.
Yes.
They're just kind of there.
Finn just yells for Rey.
Rey!
Yes, that's all he does.
He's I have something to tell you, Rey!
I have to tell you something! And then it's like, okay, well, what is it?
Exactly. I don't want to find out on Twitter what it is or not. I want to find out in the movie.
I have, actually, now that you bring that up, I forgot to mention this. I think there are a lot of stuff about this movie, like the marketing-wise, it's really kind of cheap. So, if you think about it, going on what you said, J.J. Abrams had to say after the fact, after the movie came out, oh yeah, Finn was telling, was going to tell Rey that he's Force-sensitive. Tell me that in the plot, J.J. Tell me that in the movie. I think this is a problem with most Star Wars stuff now, because there are so many, like, books and comics that branch off on the movies.
Yeah.
And I really don't, like, I don't have to read a book to understand and like The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know how in the opening crawl it says Palpatine, like, sent a message, like, basically like an email saying he's back? First of all, why would you do that? We'll talk about that later. But do you know that there's a clip of him announcing he's back? Do you know where it was? Try to guess where it was.
Is it on Twitter again?
No. It's worse.
Facebook.
Fortnite.
No!
Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking. There was a Fortnite Star Wars event, and it ended with Palpatine giving the message that he's back.
I hate 2019.
I want to throw my head against the wall. That is ridiculous.
And there's something at the end with Lando's encounter with Janna at the end, talking about, let's find your family. Not only do I think that's a little, having the two African-American characters, like, be put, like, it makes the galaxy feel a little small, but there's a book coming out, and it says, and it explains that Lando had a family after Return of the Jedi,
God.
And his kids were taken.
We
don't know that in the movie. You'd have to read a book.
Oh my God. I just get mad thinking about this. Oh my.
It just feels. I don't. It's.
I don't.
It's a problem.
We are lazy, JJ. We want it all in one place.
Yes.
Don't make me go on Don't make me go on Fortnite to find out.
Don't make me read another book. Like, I just can't. I don't really think I care enough about that.
I'm going to end this tangent, but all I'm going to say is that you don't need to read any books to understand A New Hope, Empire, Return of the Jedi.
Even
The Force Awakens.
Those were all fairly solid. And they, you know, got everything out in the open. They covered it all. And we were left asking questions.
And I think it's a great example of what we've been saying. They're kind of rushing to add stuff to try to change it, to kind of devalue The Last Jedi. Yeah. And... Oh.
It was like, I felt so confused when this movie ended because I was like, well, what did Finn have to say to Rey? Like, that was like my main focus. I was like,
I literally just,
at first I was like, oh, he probably just wants to say I love you. And like,
I thought that was,
yeah,
I think
that's
that,
what
and then
thought.
I looked
I
it
still
up
think
immediately
that's what it
after.
Is.
And I was just like, he's Force sensitive. Why didn't they just say that? Like, I don't understand how
See,
everyone
like,
could be Force sensitive.
He even had to tweet it that he was.
Yeah, John Boyega tweeted it.
Poor John. He got cheated this week.
John Boyega has given some great stuff in The Force Awakens, and especially The Last
Amazing.
Jedi, and he's given nothing in this movie. I think Poe gets a little bit more, but not much.
Yeah.
I think in the final fight, it feels like a natural progression of how he leads the X-Wings, and he feels really impacted by their death,
mm-hmm.
something that he obviously learned in The Last Jedi. I really appreciated that. That felt natural.
Yeah.
I just think they're controlled by the plot. And they don't, it's not character driven the way The Last Jedi is.
Yeah.
Then The Force Awakens, I love Ben. That was like my
so
favorite.
So good.
Yes. He was amazing. He was like kind of the main focus because he came from the First Order.
Yeah.
And that was just so interesting, that concept. How they come up with that.
Yeah. And they do introduce, they kind of build off that idea a little bit with Janna being, we'll get to Janna, but yeah, it's really half baked. I think everything in this movie is half baked. But yeah. So, do you guys have anything else to say about Finn and Poe?
I do want to say my favorite scene of the movie, though, did involve Poe, where they're like, it's coming to the point where they think they're defeated, like no one's coming to help them, and then all of a sudden, flash to all the help that came for them.
That was nice.
Heartwarming. You didn't like that? It felt
a little obvious. It felt a little like.
It felt like
it was a little too much like Avengers Endgame.
That's exactly what my dad said. That's so weird. He was like, it felt like an Avengers movie.
I will say, I feel like this movie is kind of changed some stuff in reaction to Endgame, especially the final confrontation. We're going to get to Rey, we're going to get to Palpatine, but I just want to say it here.
The ending was so much like Endgame.
When Palpatine says, I am all the Sith, that is literally Thanos saying, I am inevitable, and I am Iron Man. I am all the Jedi. It just feels on the nose, and it felt like I rolled my eyes during that.
Yes, I did not feel. Oh my god.
Yeah. I think the whole movie could have been better if Palpatine. I know we already talked about this, but God, it could have been so much better without Palpatine.
Yeah.
Like, for a non-starter. But Kylo Ren would have been.
It should have been Finn. His move. Ew. Yes.
We all know Rey is a guy. We don't.
She's pretty amazing. We got that.
And if they kept the idea that she was nobody, there's no reason to spend more time contradicting it, so we have more time with the conflict, which is, I think, really...
geniuses, you know, here. What? Oh my god, hire us.
Again, we'll get to it, but we got pressing matters. Let's talk about, this hurts, Rose Tico. She is in this movie Rose is one of the best characters in The Last Jedi. And she is in this movie for a little over a minute.
And it's always like...
It's nothing. She has nothing to do in this movie.
The one time was, do you want to come with us? And then the other time she was like, Finn, get on board. She should have went with them. I think she should have gone with Finn and Janna and like help.
I will say, the scene where... her and Finn talk and she's like, no, I'll stay back. I won't be in the plot. I feel like that's pretty disgusting because if you don't know, the actress who plays Rose, Kelly Marie Tran, she had to delete her Instagram in 2018 because of racist and sexist comments against her because they didn't like The Last Jedi and they didn't like her character. And by having her be such a non-factor in this movie, it feels like they're appealing and validating the toxicity in the fan base.
Yeah, it was like they're supporting it almost.
Yeah, and it's honestly disgusting.
Kelly Marie Tran's heroic engineer apparently appeared for just 1 minute and 16 seconds in The Rise of Skywalker.
1 minute? Yeah, Paige Tico's in it, The Last Jedi more. Her sister.
That makes me so
mad. Because people didn't like Rose Tico, so instead of building off her character and making her more accessible to other people, they just said, no. No, and they introduced a white male in the Resistance staff that literally could have just been Rose. I forget his name. He's so unmemorable. But
I'm so pissed off now that we talk about
Rose. My final opinion on Rose Tico deserved better. Kelly Marie Tran deserved better, and she's great in The Last Jedi. She
needs her own movie.
Disney Plus so series, prevalent. Maybe.
Yeah. Still gotta buy that.
I saw the director of Crazy Rich Asians. He tweeted out, let's make it happen.
Good. Do it.
Rose make Tico it happen. Series. Yeah. I completely wasted. And I think it's the biggest example of them pandering to the toxic fans.
The guy
fans.
Hugs the slug looking snail thing feels longer than how
that
long
thing,
Rose
was so
on screen.
Weird. Oh, something that is. I guess something that is very 2019 in this movie also was at the end.
Yes.
When you saw the two girls kissing, yes. Which I support it. I'm just saying, like,
it's very
2019.
It is very 2019.
I thought it was the bare, I thought it was fine. I just thought it was kind of the bare minimum. It just felt like, so there's a popular group of Star Wars fans that wanted Finn and Poe to be together.
I wish.
And I felt
a little bit of a vibe there.
And I feel like
the Last Jedi for sure.
I feel like The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens kind of suggest that. But obviously this is a Disney movie. They need to sell this to China and it felt like that kiss scene was small enough where they could just cut it out.
They
and
did cut
give
it out
it,
for Singapore.
Yeah. Which doesn't really make sense to me because Star Wars has never done good in China. Because they didn't get the original till a year after. So it's never done. They don't have the nostalgia. So I just think they should do what they want to, and I think Finn and Poe, it was built up, and it felt like a natural conclusion.
Yeah.
But they kind of, they weren't, it
got scared.
Like most of the stuff in this movie, they played it safe.
Right. They should, I think they should. Because I got that vibe, especially when they're, when Poe, let's both be leaders.
Yeah.
The resistance. I was like,
okay.
Oh, that
could have been such a good moment.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I could feel it. I feel it in this theater right now. And then they just skipped over
it. I think people in the theater would have, like, screamed a little. Like good scream. Like,
right.
Oh, my God.
And I think to remedy kind of the, because there was going to be disappointment if Finn and Poe didn't happen. I feel like to remedy that, they introduced Janna and Zori. And it feels kind of unnecessary. They do feel unnecessary.
Should we jump to those characters?
Yeah, we'll talk about them a little bit. I do think Janna, the idea that she was a stormtrooper like Finn who defected, I think that's a good idea, but I think they should have played on the element that Finn was kind of the spark of that movement. He's become kind of a symbol of resistance.
Yeah.
And it shows that he has been doing something. It kind of reassures him.
I think they were trying to imply that, because she said there was a group of them that felt like the first one was wrong, everything rebelled. And I think that they were implying that everyone kind of, these people have the Force, because they were kind of implying that Janna, he was like, let's find out where you're from. And then we have Finn, who's like Force sensitive. And I just feel like everyone is having the Force right now, and they're all in the same place.
I think that's really contradictory to what, I think that idea, which is in the movie, I think it's really contradictory to what it does with Rey, because it takes away that idea that the Force is for everyone, but then it says, oh, but Finn has the Force. That means everyone can have the Force. Not when Rey has been built up for 3 movies having the Force.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, all of a sudden,
everyone else has it.
And I'm like, okay.
It doesn't work if you don't build it up.
God, Finn should have just said he loved her. Like, come on, let's make a love triangle here.
I still think that's what it said. I think they just kind of backed off. Yeah.
It should have been, it should have trailed off the Last Jedi with that cute little boy using the Force to get the broom.
Broom kid, baby.
And then Rey finding out that her parents were nobodies and she's just absolutely incredible and powerful and an amazing, strong woman.
The son of Palpatine.
God bless.
What do you guys think of Zori? I mean, there's not much, but
nice actress. Don't like
Carrie Russell is a good actress.
Yeah, she was so like happy to get this job, so that's all perfect for her.
Yeah,
but she's literally Boba Fett.
Yeah.
She just looked cool.
Yeah.
I think it's weird because I may be reading this wrong, but I think Zori gives the message of the film, which is weird because The Last Jedi, Yoda gives the message of the film. Mm-hmm. It feels much more, has much more gravity to it. She says to Poe in literally the first slow scene of the film, 40 minutes in, the first scene where I can catch my breath. Honestly, that might be one of the best scenes. I'll get to that for 2 reasons. She says to Poe, they win when they make you feel alone. And I think that is kind of what they...
they go back to that a few times, too.
Yeah, because the whole idea that, like, the whole end game, all the ships show up, they're not alone.
Yeah.
But I feel like it drops the ball with Rey at the ending. We'll get to that.
The last scene should have been Rey with Finn and Poe and
like,
everyone.
Like Return of the Jedi.
And Chewie and oh my God.
I mean, this movie copies Return of the Jedi so much, might as well do
the
whole way.
Get off the Tatooine. Take those lightsabers and throw them away.
I do think, oh God, what was, Kijimi. What's the name of the planet? The problem I have with this movie is
there's so much going on.
I have with this movie is that it goes so quickly into new
to new
planets.
Yeah,
and we're not really invested. Everything feels closed off.
God, did I have to watch that on Fortnite too to figure out where the hell they're going all the time?
And
everyone get Fortnite. We all have to make sure we didn't miss anything.
In preparation for this, I've read a lot of articles.
I thought you said you played Fortnite.
No. And one article that stood out, I read it yesterday. It's from Emily Todd Vanderwerf from Fox.
Oh, yeah.
And she says that The Rise of Skywalker is kind of like a Star Wars zoo, where there's a whole lot of stuff that you can go, oh, look, Ewoks. Oh, look, a festival. But we don't feel invested in literally any of them.
I hate the zoo.
It's all closed off as if it was in a cage. I think that's a perfect analogy.
I don't know. The entire movie is about Rey. That's it.
It's morally conflicted.
And I'm like, okay, The Last Jedi was all about Rey.
Yeah.
Let's move on to
If
Rey
was to run off one more time and do her own thing, I was gonna walk out. I'm like, independent
God. Movie, but oh my God.
Emo teenager, get out of here. Finn's screaming, Poe is being straight, like, good God, there's just so many things wrong.
I forget the name of the planet, but Zori's planet, where we find Zori.
Yeah, somewhere.
I think that scene with C-3PO getting his memory erased, I think that's one of the better scenes of the movie. Yeah. I think C-3PO has never been better since, like, Empire.
Yeah.
I will give it that. I think C-3PO is great in this, but he does fall in the problem where there are so many things in this movie where it sets up consequences, but then it completely draws back. You have C-3PO getting his memory erased, but then, oh, look, R2 had a backup.
Right.
The second worst one is Chewie. We think Chewie's dead. He was in a second transport.
Where the hell did we barely
see the second transport.
It wasn't there.
I think it's barely there. But it's like, it sets up consequences.
Just stick with something.
Just kill him.
Find a concept, stick with it, and go.
When it does something risky, it draws back and it's too cowardly to do anything with it.
Yeah.
I will say, I saw somebody talk, this is a little bit of a tangent as well, but I saw somebody, I think there was a concept art actually for the movie. Chewie was prisoner and Kylo was interrogating him. If you think about that, Chewbacca is probably Kylo Ren's childhood, like, uncle or
oh my
his
God.
Pet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is such
I never even thought of that.
That is such a wasted opportunity. And it's a wasted opportunity in a way. So we're getting towards, I want to go to the end, when Kylo has turned and he's Ben Solo and he's using a blaster. Do you know whose blaster that is?
It's
Lando's.
No way.
Lando gave it to him when he was a kid.
Why didn't they talk about it?
Well, that's a little thing. I'm fine with that.
I know,
that's from a book.
I should have said something.
If this movie was about Kylo Ren more, it would have been so much more intriguing.
Yeah, I agree.
We find out stuff that we didn't know. And then it's just a disappointment because it's all about Rey again.
Yeah. When the title came out, Rise of Skywalker, I always had a thought it was going to be, I thought it was either going to be they changed the name of the Jedi to Skywalker. Or it was Ben Solo. But obviously it wasn't. It was Rey.
Who was actually?
Yeah, we'll get to. So, we talked about Finn. We talked about Poe. We talked about Rose. I want to get to Hux. Hux?
What a standout 5 seconds he had.
We're introduced to the idea that there is a spy inside the First Order. And it turns out to be Hux. I really think it's wasted. I think his turn makes sense. Especially after The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. But, oh boy, is he wasted.
Oh, yeah.
I really think this movie, if we're getting to the point where we're saying, like, this should have been about Kylo Ren, I think it should have been about, like, a mutiny in the First Order. They're losing trust of Kylo Ren and his emotion to lead, and it's showing the flaws he has as a leader. But no, they just bring a new guy in, and he shoots Hux. Yeah.
It's like, okay, here's this idea, and then he's dead. And no one else was in this. It's hard to believe that no one else felt the same way Hux did.
Yeah.
I'm like, there has to have been some kind of inside thing.
And they build that up with the stormtroopers. The stormtroopers are sick of it, too. But that's all they'll go through.
I think it would have been more powerful if the First Order disintegrated because everyone realized, even Kylo, that this is crap. Like,
Kylo ends the First Order.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Like, you have, like, oh my God.
You don't need an emperor.
No.
You don't need a retread Return of the Jedi. The fact that they brought Palpatine back just feels like, oh, we're taking so many beats from Jedi, we have to have a final bad guy for the main good guy and the Darth Vader guy to fight, and it just feels like a retread, and yeah. I
like Kylo Ren.
Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see, like, he was very angry in the beginning. He honestly reminded me of Anakin.
I saw some of that.
Because he killed, the like, that entire village, and I was like, okay, that reminds me of Anakin.
I got
that's
vibes for that.
Do you know what planet that is? Again, it's not mentioned in the movie, but
of course not.
Mustafar. It's the lava planet.
Oh, Vader's, oh my god!
That's
yes.
why. And so again, when you're watching that movie, you think he's killing innocent people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're Vader sympathizers. We don't know that.
Why don't they say anything?
You learn that in
I'm
a
so
book.
Mad.
I will say, I've heard that book is good. I can't wait to read that book, but. It does draw back on a lot of stuff. It says, like, Kylo didn't actually kill the younglings, his, like, fellow students at Luke's Jedi Academy, because they're trying to make him look more redeemable because they don't have enough time to set that up in the movie. So they do it
that
in books.
That makes me so upset.
I would have
don't
been
say
fine
anything.
If the movie was 5 hours long if they hit all the...
Maybe if they had another year...
Again,
and someone
yeah.
was like, this movie should be about Kylo Ren more. And then completely changed the
I
plot.
Love Adam Driver's.
Oh my gosh, Adam Driver.
He does such a good
he's
job
he's
so
he's
short-lived
absolutely
in this film.
Amazing.
Adam Driver is masterclass.
Oh my gosh. His voice,
SNL.
His appearance, everything about him is like perfect for this character.
First
and then
he
they
fought
just,
for our country. And
if,
now
you, if you haven't watched Marriage Story yet, watch it. He might
it's
win
so
an Oscar.
Good. It is so good.
I need to watch
one
it.
Of my favorite
so
movies
good.
This year.
So I was going to talk, I was going to like introduce the idea of talking about R2, BB-8, and Dio. They're not
anything.
They're barely
important.
In this movie.
I don't like Dio.
Dio, there's an interesting idea with Dio.
Force 29.
Yeah, but BB-8's wasted.
Yep.
Where he's really good in The Last Jedi, in The Force Awakens. Especially The Last Jedi with Canto Bite. I love Canto Bite, but yeah, I just think they're non-players. So we're kind of getting to the main stuff about this movie. Let's talk about the Skywalkers, Luke and Leia. This is my least favorite aspect of this entire film. Okay, I'm fine with Leia. Leia, her parts are forgivable because Carrie Fisher died 3 years ago.
I'm nervous.
And they use scenes from The Force Awakens, but they do feel a little jarring. And I do get that her death is very uncertain. It feels a lot like Black Widow's death in Endgame. But I think that's worse because Scarlett Johansson's still alive and they kind of wasted that.
The new
but
movie.
But yeah, I think the idea that Leia was training with Luke
cool.
is a good idea.
A good idea.
She should have been a Jedi and then she should have stopped her Jedi ways when she had been.
Right.
Yeah, but she says, oh, I have to stop. My child will die. But then she stops, and then her child dies. Yeah. A lot of stuff not thought out in this movie. Do you have anything else to say about Leia? Luke's the one I really want to talk about.
Yeah, let's go
to
Luke.
Luke is maybe my favorite aspect of The Last Jedi. I think it's Mark Hamill's best performance as the character. And this movie just tries so hard to devolve the character.
Yeah.
And the scene on Octu back where The Last Jedi took place with Rey and Luke is maybe my least favorite in the entire film because it is a blatant, like, middle finger to The Last Jedi. Luke grabs the lightsaber. He doesn't throw it back, and he makes some, like, quip like he's Iron Man. And then he pulls the X-Wing out of the ground, which makes him look like a coward because apparently the X-Wing works, and he could have flown back and stopped the First Order at any time, but no.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah. And I get the point with The Last Jedi, he was afraid to because he felt like he was doing more harm than good, but the Rise of Skywalker tries to make him look cooler, but it makes him look more like less of, it makes him look less of a hero.
Yeah, his...
And then he shows up at the end, and I don't like the end, so... I don't like anything about Luke, and it upsets me because Luke might be my favorite character in these movies. He's him or Kylo, but yeah. It's upsetting.
I don't even know where to go because I'm just like, okay, I understand where they wanted to go. But at the same time, it's not very Luke Skywalker of him to be this kind of like cowardly person. I was like, I feel like he's a completely different person now.
And people think that the Luke in The Last Jedi is not very Luke Skywalker. I completely disagree, because Luke has always been emotional. He's always been human.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's deeply human in The Last Jedi, but he just feels like a video game character in this.
Yeah.
He feels like the Luke Skywalker everyone wanted before The Last Jedi, but the Luke in The Last Jedi is the Luke that I never thought I needed, really. But yeah, it's just disappointing that it kind of degrades his growth in The Last Jedi. And the fact that him and Leia knew that Rey was a so-and-so, we'll get into that. It's honestly disgusting, and it's exactly what Obi-Wan and Yoda did to him in the original trilogy, and it shows that he hasn't learned anything.
Yep.
It's not good. Not good.
I don't understand why. I felt like it was so last minute.
Yeah. Speaking of Palpatine, we're going to be talking about Palpatine right now. He should not be in this film.
He's back from the dead. I say that with quotations.
The dead speak.
Yeah, he's like attached to this machine, and it literally makes no sense.
Like, it is such a contradiction to The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi is about letting the past go and learning from it and everything about that. The first words of this movie are, Palpatine's back, baby. Throw everything you watched 2 years ago.
Surprise, your parents aren't nobodies. Or they're the son of Palpatine.
They were nobodies because they chose to be nobodies. But they still sold you off to the highest bidder for drinking. Wow, my God. And then, okay, this is also from a book. You wouldn't know this, but Jakku, it's in a book series that takes place a little bit after Return of the Jedi. Apparently, Palpatine set up like a laboratory to preserve like the ideas of his empire. Guess where?
Freaking
Jakku.
Yep.
Where do Rey's parents hide her?
Oh my God.
Jakku. And they sell her for money.
My life is falling apart right now.
The more you think about it, the less sense it makes.
I'm gonna throw up.
Oh my God.
It's so bad. So bad.
It's just hysterical at this point how messed up it is.
It really, yeah.
Palpatine's plan even in this film makes no sense. Because, and it's dumb. I think it's not creative. No, I'm that too, but the whole final order.
Yeah, I was just about to say, the final order.
Millions of Star Destroyers. And it's the whole, like, I'm not a big fan of Starkiller Base in The Force Awakens because it feels like a Death Star clone.
Yep.
Yeah.
This literally is 1,000 of Death Stars. It is so unoriginal. It is so, like, uncreative. It did feel like Endgame, but I feel like Endgame's better because it feels more heartfelt in its first hour.
It's not as predictable.
Absolutely.
I guess it's not, you can't really compare it, but like, that's just how it felt.
Yeah. It's sad.
Palpatine doesn't make sense. I just don't.
I would understand if they were like,
in Palpatine,
if he didn't come back to life and in some way they made Rey. I don't know. It still doesn't make sense.
I do think Palpatine's plan in the prequels is pretty dumb, and they just kind of brush it off with, oh, this has been in my plan the entire time. It's very contrived, and a lot of, like, small stuff have to happen. And I think that's the same here. It's kind of, but I think it's even dumber. It's like, oh, I have a granddaughter. I need to find the son of Han and Leia and tell him to kill my granddaughter, but then he won't, and then my granddaughter will come to me and I will say, kill me.
I'm gonna hit my head on this table until I pass out. I'm just so Palpatine ruined it all.
Let's say,
Caitlin, I'm sorry if I'm ruining this movie, but
no, I mean, the more I think about
it, if they're gonna go with the Palpatine idea, they should have introduced it in somehow, like, gave
or
a
even
slight,
at the end of The Last Jedi,
yeah. Just gave a slight, you know, like, okay, Palpatine, he has a plan, and then just not talk about it until this movie.
Yep.
If they did something like that, it would make so much more
transition.
Sense.
It's completely evident that Disney had no roadmap to this trilogy. And even though I love The Last Jedi and I like The Force Awakens, I mean, obviously there is not a roadmap to these movies.
It's so, it was just so out of the blue. It's like they typed in everything from each movie, and then it was like a collage. Like, here's how to do it. And I'm like, okay,
they
no.
Close their eyes
so JJ,
and
we need
to a board.
So JJ, we need somebody to like be the catalyst of this movie. Oh, we have Kylo Ren. He's a pretty good bad guy. People like him. No, that makes too much sense. Let's go.
Palpatine.
You know how Palpatine died in Return of the Jedi? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's iconic. No, he didn't.
Is JJ playing God? He's like, yeah, no, you're not dead.
He is.
Surprise.
Yeah, and then Kylo Ren, he's alive. And then he's dead. And then Rey's dead, and she's alive. And then
again,
she's dead, that, and she's alive.
That,
I'm going to stroke out.
That's another good example of having no consequences. There's real no consequences in this movie.
He can't die anymore.
I'm so in love with Kylo Ren.
Okay.
Same. Oh
let's,
my god. That man.
Let's
I'm
move
so
on
in love with him.
To Kylo Ren.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. First of all, no.
What do you think? What do you guys think of Kylo Ren's redemption?
Short-lived.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it happened.
My favorite scenes of this movie were all Kylo.
Agreed.
Much. And yes. When the fleet came.
When him and
Kylo
Han
and Babu
Solo.
Frick.
Yes. Oh.
Him and Han Solo. That's my favorite part.
I love
you could
that
instantly
scene.
See in his expressions, Kylo Ren's expression, or Ben, I should say. You could totally see his change.
Yes.
And that's when I was like, yeah.
And that scene
I
with
feel
Han,
that
was Ben, like, calling to
It was from
folks.
The Force Awakens. It was pretty much word for word. And mm-hmm. I thought it worked really nicely. I just think it's, as a whole, it's half-baked because, as I said, we see him murdering what we believe are innocent civilians in the beginning of the movie, and we don't spend enough time with him to feel like he's gone through enough change to become Ben Solo again. I'm fine with him becoming Ben Solo. I like the ideas it sets up. I really like the scene with Han, but I feel like it could have been great. It could have been one of the best in the saga.
I've been waiting for Han to come back since the second he died in The Force Awakens, so I was very happy.
The dead speak.
I was very happy when he had that technical return. But
it felt good because
it's good to see his face.
Yeah. And it was so short lived.
Yeah.
He
so
shouldn't
upset.
Have. I really don't think he should have died because I don't know Kylo.
Yeah.
Oh. I think it's kind of wasted potential. I get why he sacrificed himself, but it feels a lot like Vader in Return of the Jedi, but Kylo's whole arc has kind of been straying away from Vader. He starts trying to be Vader, and he strays away from that throughout The Force Awakens and through The Last Jedi, just to end up as Vader.
He should have put the whole end to the first Vader. Yeah. Like, could you imagine that power of, like, Kylo just kind of, like, shutting everything down? Like,
and he should have
becoming
good. I will
continue
to say that this movie should have been about Kylo Ren. And,
agreed.
Like, Rey obviously should have been in it, and you have the unity of them. At the end, I like that idea.
Yeah, we gotta
they
talk about that.
Delivered
that
it so
big.
Poorly.
We're getting to raise our final topic, but
my girl.
I really thought there was so much potential with keeping Kylo alive because it writes itself. You have stuff with atonement. He's got to live with what he's done.
Yeah.
I always thought the idea of him becoming a father, even though he killed his father, I think that's a really good internal conflict that they could have explored in future stuff.
Oh, stop. That makes
but
me
they,
like sad.
But they wasted it.
Yeah.
They wasted and he wasn't even like okay, I want to get to Rey, but there's something pretty disgusting about what Luke and Leia do to Kylo over Rey in the ending. But let's talk about Rey. She's the main character of this movie. I do think Daisy Ridley does a great job. She's
amazing. Daisy Ridley so much.
She's probably the best performance in this film because she's given by far the most.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with almost everything they give her.
she does an amazing job. And like I don't think they could have found anyone better.
Oh god,
agreed.
But I couldn't imagine anyone else in the role. Like
it's just
she's so...
Danny DeVito maybe.
I feel like she honestly was probably exhausted. Very exhausted with how much she was in the movie and
maybe,
her parts.
Yeah.
And I almost can feel that because Kylo Ren, he deserves so much better.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved to have this movie, and he deserved to not die. He should not have died, and it makes me so pissed off. Like, it just, oh my god. It grinds my gears.
Going back to, like, the structure of this movie is very different to The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi has three storylines going on. this just has one, really. It's that mean scavenger hunt, and maybe that's why the stuff doesn't really feel fulfilling, because we can't cut away from it. It's the only thing they set up, and it's so bare bones and simple. Where, and I mean, obviously, I'm talking about this because Rey's a big part of that. I do think the Rey and Kylo force time, as it's called, from The Last Jedi, I think that stuff's great in this movie, but but when they bring up Palpatine, I just think it devolved. And the fact that she is Palpatine's granddaughter, I think it could have been powerful if it was set up in The Force Awakens, or it could have been a story about her running from her name. But it's introduced so late in the game where it doesn't feel earned. And
do you know at the end, what, when she was like about to kill him,
Palpatine?
And then she like saw Kylo Ren, and I was like,
that's a fun moment. I like that.
I like Kylo that gives too.
That, yeah, that shrug.
I love that. Is my
the
oh
lightsaber
my
is his? I thought that was so.
That
dope.
Was amazing.
Yeah. But
I was like, was she actually going to kill him? And then I was like, then I just don't feel
me
because it looked like she was convinced, and then she probably was going to do it just out of because she had to.
I hope not. Now that you bring that up, I feel like there wasn't a lot of conflict, because I feel like that conflict was resolved when she stabbed Kylo and she kind of learned from it. She healed him, but
it's all right. We wanted.
Yeah. Well, that didn't happen. I mean, I just think the whole idea of thrusting Rey into the family drama that Star Wars has been so obsessed with, and what The Last Jedi kind of detracted from, it just feels unnatural to her character, to what has been brought up. Again, if J.J. Abrams didn't do his mystery box thing and set up, oh, who are Rey's parents? Who are Rey's parents? Mm-hmm. That's setting up a disappointing reveal.
Yeah.
And then I think Rian Johnson answered it perfectly. That's probably how I would have done it, that she doesn't need to be from anywhere.
I was so hoping.
But no, it's the Force. It makes the galaxy look laughably small.
Yeah.
Only the Skywalkers and the Palpatines, and that's kind of it. They can only do the Force. Sorry, Broom Kid. You're not.
Aww.
Who's Broom your Kid. Dad?
Yeah.
And Palpatine. A lot of, like, there's a lot of, like, real, like, stuff with the script. There's a lot of, like, you know how I said when we were talking about Solo, I don't like the idea of them going, what's your name? What's your last name? I don't have one. I don't have any people. Han Solo. I think this movie does it worse. It's because they do it twice, and it's like, who are you? I'm Rey. Rey who? And it's just so on the nose.
She should have said just Rey. I would have cried.
Well, I think if she said Rey Palpatine at the end, that would have worked better, because it's kind of the whole idea of you can make your name mean something different.
True.
But the fact that, and we're talking about the final scene here, the fact that she takes the Skywalker name, do you like that? Yes or no? I don't like it.
No.
For 5 seconds, I liked it, because it kind of gave homage to Kylo, because like he's a Solo Skywalker hybrid.
She
should
have kept up.
Agree. Yeah,
I think she should sort of just should have
number
been
one.
Rey.
Number one should have just been Rey.
Yeah.
Two, Rey Palpatine. Three, Rey Skywalker. I guess.
Yeah.
And I do think going back on why I don't like Luke and Leia in this movie, the ending, it feels really weird, because doesn't it kind of feel like, Luke and Leia are just throwing Ben away and kind of adopting Rey?
Yes.
Yes.
There should have been a scene of Han, Leia, and Ben all together in the end.
Like,
I was
Ben
waiting
should have
for
been a Force ghost.
Up. Yes.
It maybe if he was a Force ghost, that would have been a little better. But it just feels like he
just disappeared. That
I would
was the
have
end of
liked
it.
If
they
all
disowned
the Jedi
him.
Like lined up with her in the end as she's staring at the suns, and then like you see the ghost.
And that's not. And that's not and what they, Luke
oh
Skywalker
God,
would have done in
the
Last
thing.
Jedi.
You know when all of the Jedi's are like, get up, right?
Yeah, so, they're talking to her.
Vader isn't in that.
No,
he
Anakin.
Is a Skywalker.
Anakin's in it.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No.
Hayden
let's
Christensen
go watch it.
Was in it, yeah.
Well, I rushed
he said,
that.
Bring balance to the Force as I did. Because he killed
okay,
younglings.
I was expecting Vader's voice.
With the helmet.
That's
because that would have been more like I don't know, iconic, that's I guess. Fair. And it would be more like uplifting. Yeah. And I didn't feel it.
Did you like that moment, the Jedi voices? I thought it was a little too endgamey.
I liked it more when Palpatine was changing voices to talk to Kylo.
I liked it because I was like, okay, you can see Rey.
She has them. Yeah,
I like that part.
I did like dropping that disappointing. I mean, that moment was pure fan service because they had like Ahsoka from the Clone Wars, mm-hmm. and they had Qui-Gon and Mace Windu, and
yeah, that was
Kanan cool. Jarvis from Rebels and all that. And I mean, the movie is, I mean, that's a great example of how this movie is just fan service for fan service sake. It's spectacle for spectacle's sake. A lot of the action, there's like 7 lightsaber battles in this. They don't have the emotional gravity that The Last Jedi or Return of the Jedi or Empire have. Or, yeah, I mean, it just feels very hollow, and that's because it felt rushed, and mm-hmm. yeah. So, going to the ending, do you have anything else to say about Rey before we get to the ending as a whole?
Can we talk about Rey and Kylo's kiss?
I thought it was a little too on the nose.
Really?
Yeah. Why did he die right yeah. after it?
That makes me so mad.
Why did? Okay, they should have kissed earlier first.
Yeah. It should have been so their first kiss should have been like on the Death Star, like after she brought him back. It should have been then.
That would have
been. And then they should have kissed again before he like he should have said I'm gonna die or something, and then that should have been like their last.
I'd say kiss on the Death Star, no kiss at the end.
Because she should have held his body while sobbing at the end instead of.
Okay, but
this makes me so frustrated.
I'm so mad right now just thinking of it all.
Ben and Rey deserve to be.
They should have walked hand in hand. They should have both buried the lightsabers because, like, that's his mom's and that's her fake dad. Like, oh.
It's disappointing. And going to that end, I feel like, we have the kind of Return of the Jedi scene where everyone's celebrating, and we have that the kiss scene, as we've said, and we have Lando and Janna. But then the movie ends in a very odd way that I don't think worked at all. Rey goes to Tatooine, which she has no emotional connection to.
How'd she even know about that?
And she, I do like her sliding down. That's a nice reference to The Force Awakens. But then she buries Luke and Leia's lightsabers in the sand, which, I mean, I guess. But then this lady comes over, and it just feels like an episode of, like, Seinfeld. It feels like, it's like, this lady comes over, oh, there hasn't been anyone here in years. Who are you? I'm Rey. Rey who? She looks over.
Rey.
Luke and Leia. No Ben. I'm their son. I'm Rey Skywalker. And it's
it was so bad.
And again, it ends with her looking at the two moons of Tatooine, like Luke and A New Hope, and it is a hollow fan servicey way to end the saga. And I think it's a great, I mean, that's pretty much what this movie is. It's just reminding people what they like about Star Wars in a worse way. And if going back to what Zori says, they win when they make you feel alone. The last scene of the movie is Rey by herself. BB-8 isn't even with her. And I know that, and people say like, oh, she's going to go back with her friends, obviously. The movie doesn't tell me that. I'm going to have, maybe Fortnite will. Like,
it should have ended, you know, Luke and Leia are there. And then it should have just been everyone else. If they wanted to end it with like, okay, everyone from Star Wars is back from the dead for some reason, it should have just been everyone, all the, you know, good people standing there looking at her, and then that would have, and Finn should have been with her.
Kylo needs to be alive with her, like being beside
like,
her.
It should have been so the celebration like Return of the Jedi, but with everyone there. If you're gonna copy Return of the Jedi, return it great ending. But it didn't. This is so disappointing.
I'm gonna go home.
I think they were doing the other 2019 thing where Rey's an independent woman and she can do whatever she wants. And yeah. I was just like, I get that. I understand. She can protect herself.
But they've already shown how great she is as a female character for the last 2 months. Like, that's my argument.
And she wasn't bound by anything.
I feel like I'm watching the same movie again. You know? Like, The Last Jedi, like, twice because... But a lot worse.
Yeah.
Because it's just about Rey. And, you know, you get this little sidebar of Kylo Ren.
It's even more about Rey than The Last Jedi, because The Last Jedi has the Finn plot and the Poe plot.
Yeah.
And even the Kylo stuff.
Right.
Which feels very connected with Rey, but it feels...
You have Rose, and then you have Luke Skywalker. It's kind of like, it's just like a mix.
This movie is literally only about Rey.
Every scene, Rey...
And it puts everything that they do with Rey on a pedestal, and I think that shows all the flaws with it.
And they even, in the beginning, when they do, like, you know, like, a brief synopsis, almost, of, like, what it's going to begin with.
Yeah.
The iconic Star Wars thing.
The crawl.
They even mentioned Kylo Ren. I forget what it says, but it mentioned him. And I'm like, okay, if you're going to put that there, stick with it. And, like, go with it. Because
like
he was
outline.
There for two
like,
seconds,
on.
And then it's like, it's over. Palpatine's back. Ah.
Yeah. You guys have any final... I think we've kind of covered everything. Yeah. I will say the ending of The Last Jedi is much more hopeful than the final one of the entire saga, which is weird because this saga is all about hope. But any final thoughts of The
sad
Rise of Skywalker?
Now. A little sad.
A little sad, a little disappointed. Very disappointed, actually. And we should have just written the movie. Thank you.
Yeah, hire us three, please.
Us three.
My final take is that it is, I know this is a bit much, but I think it's creatively bankrupt. And I think it's a hollow course correction of stuff toxic fans wanted. And I want to end this. I sent you this, Caitlin. I want to end this episode by giving a quote.
This is from Daisy?
This is from Rian Johnson, the
director
of Last Jedi.
Okay.
And this encapsulates everything I feel about this movie. Catering to audiences instead of challenging them is a mistake.
Yep.
The Last Jedi challenges the audience. This movie panders to it.
That is extremely accurate.
Go see Knives Out.
Go see Knives Out. Watch Marriage Story.
Lighthouse, great movie.
Watch SNL January 25th.
See
for
anything
Adam
else. I just would not see this movie, especially if you're a hardcore Star Wars fan.
Yeah. So. I think we've talked about everything. I mean, we've hit an hour. We've talked about this movie for an hour. I can't wait to never talk about this movie again.
Oh my God.
So yeah. And I mean, that wraps up season one of The Tone Zone. Thank you for tuning in. If it's just been for one episode, if it's been for all 12, I really appreciate the feedback. I mean, it makes my day whenever I hear something good about the podcast. And yeah. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll update you on whatever's happening next with the podcast soon. So thanks for tuning in, and may the Force be with you.